paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Bayard Winthrop, founder of American Giant. I started this company because I was fed up with cheap clothes that didn't last and companies that shipped manufacturing overseas. We believed we could still make incredible clothing right here in the U.S. with American cotton and American workers earning real wages. That's what we stand for. Making clothes that actually last. Get 20% off your first order when you use code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com.
The Burt Show.
We're always constantly learning how to be a better parent, picking up nuggets here, nuggets there, Cass.
Yeah, I know this is going to come as a shock to most of you, but I actually don't know everything. And so I tried to learn from other people's life experiences. And that way I don't have to go through them by myself. Someone else does the work and I benefit. But there is one thing that, Bert, you've been talking about lately that I caught myself in a moment with my kids. And I remembered what you had talked about and it stopped me in my tracks and it completely changed the way I parent with my kids in this one situation. So a little bit of context. With screen time with my kids, we are trying to make it more of a family thing that we do together. And what I mean by that is instead of just sitting in front of a movie, we play video games together some evenings. Like we'll play Mario Kart as a family. So we're talking and like kind of battling, or Super Mario Brothers where we work. There's like a new one where you work together to achieve a goal, but we let the kids lead the way. So for us, it's like a family thing that we can all do that we all enjoy, but it's screen time. So the kids love it. And I remember Hazel was going into a level where you have to collect these stars, right? And we had already collected all the stars, all the things for that level. We had beat it. And she starts to go into that level. And I'm like, why are you going into that level? We already beat it. And she goes, for fun. And it stopped me.
What is that?
No, it seriously stopped me in my tracks. And I thought about you and your conversation about how you had been searching for hobbies, but every single hobby, it's kind of ingrained into you. How can you make it bigger and better and profit off it? And it's hard to step back and just do things for fun. And I didn't totally connect to that because I'm a lazy person at my core. And I was like, I can do things for fun and not make money off it. That's no problem. So I appreciated that was your struggle, but I was like, can't relate. And then this happened with the video game. And I was like, definitely can relate, because in my mind, I'm like, why would you go replay a level when you already beat it? We got to next one, baby. We got to get that high score. Got to beat it. And I realized that I was teaching my kids, even in moments of fun, it's all about what you've accomplished. Mm. And I step back and I really had to sit and think, and I'm like, how do I do this balance? Because I want them to have a life that's fun and I want them to be able to do things just for them that they enjoy. And although, you know, replaying a level of Mario is like watching paint dry for me. It's going to bore me to tears.
Right.
They're having fun. But at the same time, I want to instill a drive in them.
Ambition.
Yes, ambition, succeed. And it just came up like it's something that I'm still kind of working through, how to find that balance and how to make sure I'm not raising kids who are happy just to be laissez-faire and not do anything. But I don't want to raise a kid that their only ambition is to... It sounds so bad. Mm-hmm. Being the best is a good thing. And ambition to be the best is also a good thing. But when that is your entire life and your only goal in life and the rest of your life falls to the wayside because you're focused on that one thing, I personally don't find that to be healthy, because I was in that state at one point and I don't find that to be fulfilling. And I want to teach them, like, you can choose your own path. If that's what you want, that's great. But it made me realize these micro movements and things that I say to them every single day are shaping them in ways. It's like the butterfly effect. Like, that's a small comment, but down the line, that's going to be something that sticks with them.
Yeah. And you know, as a parent that's a little further along than you are, you won't know that they're getting it until they show it to you later on. Like, I think as parents, sometimes we feel like our kids, are they even listening to us? And you're saying the same thing over and over and over again. And then sometimes somebody else will come in and say the exact same thing you said, you've been saying for a decade. And all of a sudden, the light bulb goes off on them. I can't believe they said it, right? But I learned this lesson here with Hollis that I've shared with you also, in that he's playing soccer right now at a very high level. In fact, he had another game last night, another hat trick.
Another one?
Three.
Dang.
Wow.
Another one.
Hat trick of hat tricks.
Two games back to back with three goals. And he had put so much pressure on himself over the course of his first 3 years in high school, and he made a decision before this season that he was just going to have fun. I'm probably not getting a scholarship to any D1. You know what? I see some of my friends getting scouted. I'm just going to have fun. And it has totally lightened his load, and he has become a completely different player right now. And as much as I have started to plant the seeds, excuse me, I'm spitting all over myself today. Planting the seeds to, like, hey, maybe you should take this thing to the next level. Like, maybe when you go to college, you can walk on. He shuts me down. Like, he's actually having a good time without a goal of going to the next level. He's taught me that lesson.
I love that.
As I take a step back and I watch, like, this generation of parenting. So, and I'm talking about, like, millennials and Gen X, and watching our style of parenting versus our parents. And it's like, okay, I got to do whatever I can to make sure my kid doesn't have to go to therapy, right? Like, that pendulum has swung so far, like, and it always does. And so we are now so hyper fixated on everything we say and everything we do, because we want to make sure we give our kids the right tools to succeed. And we want to make sure that they can express themselves, and emotions are important, and all of that stuff is important. But I have noticed this shift that we are so wanting to be different than our parents, that the pendulum has swung so far to the other side that we are hypercritical of everything we say and do, and we overthink everything we say and do, because in the back of my head, it's like, my son's going to go to therapy because of me.
Oh my God, I should record myself. Like, okay, yeah, you can play that level for fun if you want, but don't forget, sometimes it's really good to do things and work really hard to get the high score, but that's not everything in life. You have to do what makes you happy, but don't ever lose the drive and ambition to be an overachiever and the best, but that's not what life is about.
And how old is she?
Five. So I'm definitely sending her to therapy. Just not intentionally.
There's so much to pick apart here that we could talk about when it comes to parenting, and also our culture in America too. Because now, as Kristen was saying, I've been saying for years about this pendulum going back and forth. It's just that we've created this atmosphere for kids now to immediately go into quote unquote depression mode, right? Where we've tried to create this atmosphere that if things aren't absolutely like perfect for them, they don't get sad about it, or they don't get conflicted about it. Their go-to now is having to go to therapy. And this is something that the parents created, is that they're going through a quote unquote depression or going through a sadness that needs professional help. And I don't know that it does.
Did the safe space become too safe? Like, and by making it so safe, because in order to instill grit and in order to become capable, you have to have obstacles. So if you delete all obstacles, you're going to eliminate a child that is capable and has grit. So did we make the safe place too safe?
I do think so. You know,
I think so.
I absolutely think so.
I don't know. My parents are pretty hard on me.
I don't know what safe space y'all had, but I would like to go back and redo that.
No, it's
we didn't have it. If you had a kid, the safe space would be too safe.
Good thing I'm sterile.
The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You already know it. You're about to lose them for the next month, and it's irritating at this point. You've been with them for how many years, and you just know that come March Madness season, that he is going to be like a dissecting each and every bracket, each and every college team that's playing each other. It happens every year, Bart's into it too, right?
Oh, God. Yeah, we both are. So that's totally fine in our household because, I mean, I was born and raised filling out a bracket. And, of course, you put Kentucky in the championship, winning every single time.
Of course you do. I've played every year for the last 10 years. I think I actually won one. I'm like 1 for 10. I don't know why I don't just stop.
All right, so we are looking for a very specific person here. If you are a woman that has a husband, boyfriend, whatever, that just thinks he knows it all about the tournament. He can't believe he gets one wrong every year. Maybe he's in a bracket with a bunch of friends and he wins each and every year. We have always had the hunch on this show that the most amateur can beat the professional because they just don't know. In fact, the more research you do and the more you know these teams, I think it actually hurts you.
I'm living proof of this. In college, I was in the 96th percentile 2 years in a row.
Is that right?
Yes. I predicted the final two 1 year. I think it was like Texas Tech and Villanova. And I was like, I don't know why I decided on those two, but the universe just led me to the finals.
It really is so annoying. as somebody that just does all the research and you're looking at all the stats and then she comes in and she's like, I'm just going to pick all the cat teams. Yeah. And then Villanova ends up winning. It's so annoying, right? So here's what we want to do this year. Something a little different. We've used kids in the past.
We have.
That have beat the adults, right? Coy Wire, who does sports on CNN, lost to a kid 1 year, right? Put it on CNN and the whole deal. This year, we're not going to use cats. Kids. We want your man to go ahead and compete against Abby's cat.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow.
How are we going to do it this year?
All right, so we need a woman, or if you're the dude in the relationship, to call us up 1-855-BIRCHOW or go to thebirchshow.com. If you think you are a savant at brackets and you want to challenge Abby's cat, then we need you to sign up. Now, the way Abby's cat is going to choose is for each pairing, she's going to fold up and curl up little balls of paper and throw it out there. And whichever piece of paper the cat chooses, that's who the cat is choosing for the to win that matchup, right?
Emphasis on choosing, because she's probably going to put it in her mouth and I'm going to have to dig it out.
But here's the deal. We want something on the line here. So if there's something that, if you're the guy you've been wanting to get, or you're the woman in the relationship and you've been wanting to get, and this is the perfect opportunity to pit each other together, then that's why. So I wanted to make it personal to them. So if he's been wanting a green egg for the longest time, okay, but you've been saying like, no, we don't need one. We have like a fine grill out back, but the thing's really falling apart and it's rusted from here to there. Whatever he really wants and desires, but you've been putting like the kibosh on, then that's what he gets to get.
If I want a green egg versus courtside to my favorite team, I'm going courtside.
Courtside every time.
Don't sleep on the big green egg. Oh my God.
Look at you, got all serious.
For Chad for Father's Day last year, best gift ever. We use it like daily.
My dad has one. He's obsessed with it.
It's so good.
Okay, that's good for a family memory, but courtside.
Courtside is courtside.
Yeah. So we're looking for somebody that specifically has a guy that knows he's going to go in there and he spends so much time on it. And the way that we can humble him is he goes against Abby's cat and my money is on Kitty.
Are you going to use Della or Betty?
I'm going to use Betty. I feel like Della's too sentient. Like, I think she's the smarter of the two. And what we've learned from these brackets is that you need the dumbest of the bunch to pick.
Perfect.
Just straight off of vibes and aura. And so Betty being the 5-month-old kitten that she is, I think she is the correct pick.
Very cool. So, and when are you going to ball up the teams and have her make her picks for her bracket?
Whatever y'all tell me to do it, I'll go home and I'll start crunching them up.
That would be humbling, man. Okay, so
you lost to a 5-month-old kitten.
Oh, you can't play again after that. You gotta retire. That really hurts.
We should also get a billboard and put it up after the tournament's over.
Oh, I like that.
And yeah, be like, I lost to Abby's cat.
Alright, so let's do this just in the interest of time. Why don't you guys email us later on? We'll have a link up to it at thebirchshow.com. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about your husband. And then we'll get the two of you guys on maybe tomorrow to commit to this whole thing. And then we'll present him with the brackets.
Yep.
We present your cat with the brackets. Mm-hmm. And then it's game on. Okay? Yeah. Hit us up at thebirchshow.com.
The Burt Show.
It happened to Sarah. She just let the moment get too big and it slipped by her and she needs a do-over. And we might be able to help her out here with a love lost and found. Hey, Sarah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so you run into a dude, you guys have some chemistry, and you just let him walk out the door. What happened?
Yeah, so I was on Delta Flight 1380 a couple of weeks ago. It was on Friday, March 7th at around 11 o'clock in the morning. I was flying from Pittsburgh to Atlanta. Unfortunately, we had some mechanical delays, which forced us to deboard and reboard about 2 hours later.
That is such a foolproof excuse from the airlines, because nobody ever argues with that.
Right.
Mechanical problem?
Yep.
Okay,
I don't care what it is.
I'll get fix it, please.
I'll wait.
Take your time.
As long as you want.
I need every nut and every bolt tightened right. as much as possible.
If you need some muscle, I'll go down there with you. All right, so you're on this flight, and these are all pertinent because we're going to ask you guys that are listening that maybe one of you guys might know who this dude is. So he is from Pittsburgh. Do you know that as fact?
Yes, he is from Pittsburgh, lives downtown.
Okay. Do tell, continue to tell.
All right. Yeah. So we reboard after a couple of hours. I get in. My seat is 16A, or sorry, I'm 16C. 16A is this guy who's already in his seat. Okay, great, fine. And 16B is open. So as it happens, we struck up a conversation, and we probably talked for about 20 minutes. And I have to say, I learned so much about this guy in 20 minutes. It was shockingly easy. We had a great vibe. And I was like, wow, this guy is really great. And then 16B shows up. And that was the end of that.
Oh, 16B. Dang it.
Yeah. So I could really see myself spending some quality time with him. I want to ask him follow-up questions around his weekend and his daughter's wedding. And I'm stuck.
Okay. So before we get into the details on what you know about this guy, because you did say you had 10, 15 minutes with him. Tell us about the connection that you had with him. Like, what were you feeling, and like, why this guy and just not somebody else?
Absolutely. So I don't know. I mean, when you're dating at this age, it's hard to figure out the right questions. And this was a very easy flowing scenario. He was interesting to me. He was engaging with me. I really wanted to ask him all the questions about his life. He made great eye contact. His body language was open. He's smart. He was inquisitive. He's a good looking guy. He reminds me maybe a little bit of a mashup between George Clooney and Anderson Cooper.
Oh.
It was just one of those great scenarios where I was really comfortable and I was curious about him. And I don't know, 16B just messed it up for me.
So you feel like the universe put you in that spot, minus 16B for the 20 minutes, so you could really get to know this man.
100%. 100%.
All right, well, I would like to find 16B to see who messed this whole thing up.
Take him out back.
Forget about this, dude. I'm mad.
They're like, I just went to the seat. I didn't even want to be a middle seat, man. It just happened.
All right, so tell us everything that you know about this guy. Maybe somebody in the Burt Show listening audience will know exactly who it is. Our family, they tend to come through for us when we ask them to. So what do you know?
Yeah, so I actually know his first name, because probably about two-thirds of the way through, he introduces himself as John. Great.
Well, that's not common.
He's good. Right. I know, right?
That narrows it down.
His last name is Smith. But so he's flying to Atlanta from Pittsburgh for his daughter's wedding.
Okay.
Who happens to be stationed at Warner Robins Air Force Base.
Okay.
The wedding was in Savannah, I think maybe on Saturday, March 8th. They're taking a 2-week honeymoon trip to Europe, which, by the way, he upgraded all their flights to first class.
There's the chemistry.
Now we know.
Because
16 to me indicates comfort plus. we need to upgrade to first class here. Okay. All right.
Super, I think he's really into his daughter. So great girl dad flying to Atlanta to drive to Savannah for his daughter's wedding.
Nice.
Warner Robins.
Yeah.
She's his only child. He has two brothers, but they don't live in Pittsburgh, and he's the oldest. He lives in downtown Atlanta because he's taking care of his ailing father.
Okay.
Great family values there. We have very political views, so I know that we could get along there. And, yeah, I think that's it in terms of the details. I thought John was a really nice guy, and I would love to get to know him better.
So family man, but he's a family man without a wife, correct?
Yes, he did mention a few little nuggets here. So he said they've been divorced since she was 11.
Okay.
Which, nice little story. He has bought all of her special occasion dresses since she was 11, but for the wedding, she has kept this as a surprise from him.
Aww.
For her big occasion. I thought that was really sweet. But yeah, so he mentioned divorce since 11. He also mentioned a former fiance, but that didn't work out. And he also said that he has been reluctant in starting a relationship in Pittsburgh because he just doesn't know where he's going to be in a few years, given, you know, what's going to happen with his dad. And I was like, oh, well, that's kind of an opening that maybe he's not going to stay in Pittsburgh. And who knows?
Okay, I think we got plenty here. Okay, so we got we're looking for Johnny Pittsburgh. Okay, his name is John. He's from Pittsburgh. You said he lives in downtown Pittsburgh. I think the thing, the key clue for us will be his daughter that's stationed at Warner Robins Air Force Base and soon to be stationed in Italy. I think that could be a key component for us.
Yeah, the fact that she said, and she just got married, you said March 8th in Savannah.
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
So I guarantee you there's somebody listening who went to that wedding.
Gotta
for sure.
Oh, yeah, should
got
be.
To be. Also, they've been divorced for a pretty long time since she was 11 years old. So we got that going for us also. I think we can find this guy.
Oh, for sure.
Fingers crossed, Bert Show.
Finally get our revenge on 16B for 16C blocking.
Yes.
All right, and then Sarah, when you parted ways, there was like one final like little gesture where you could have like exchanged numbers, but you didn't.
I know, right? I mean, I'm such a go-getter in my professional life, but when it comes to romance, I'm kind of a traditionalist. But he really did leave the door open. You're absolutely right. We got off the plane. He said, I really enjoyed talking to you. I said, likewise. And then that was it.
Oh, that was the moment right there.
No.
He was supposed to go for it.
The universe is saying,
yes. The universe is looking at y'all like, are you kidding me?
What more can we
do? Yes.
I even held up 16B for you. 20 minutes.
There's one more thing as I'm reading over the details in your email also that might help here. You said that his dad has dementia.
Yes, he did mention his dad is in memory care in the Pittsburgh area.
Okay, so that might just be one of those little clues here that might help us. Yeah. That somebody listening might go, oh my God, I know Johnny Pittsburgh. All right, so we got plenty here, Kristen. Lives downtown Pittsburgh, divorced since 11, daughter stationed in Warner Robins. Soon she's going to be in Italy. And he's trying to take care of his dad, who's in memory care in Pittsburgh also. All right, if you have any clue who this person might be, let's do this a couple of different ways. If you're listening live, 1-855-BIRCHO. And if you think you might have a hunch, but you can't act on it right now, then why don't you just go to our website, thebirdshow.com, and you can contact us there. Email producer@thebirdshow.com, and we'll see, Sarah, if we can get something here over the next 24 hours, maybe over the next couple of minutes also.
Thanks so much.
All right. Good luck. Next time, shoot your shot, woman.
You got to shoot when you're there.
All right. It's The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
I've got $100 right here. I just don't want to give it to you. We call this Lose Bert's Money. We need three contestants right now. 1-855-BIRCHO. I'm even going to give you your superficial trivia question right now. And then we will see if you guys can get it right, right? With each incorrect answer, I will take $10 off of that $100 until you guys get it right, or we are down to zero, which makes my business manager, Amy, very happy. All right, here is your question today. You can call in 1-855-BIRCHO. Single guys are 23% more likely to have this for breakfast than a married man. What is it?
All right, good one.
1-855-BIRCHO.
I feel like this is attainable.
I think this one is attainable. Somebody should win some money today.
Yeah, interesting. All
right? So while you guys are calling up, Cassie.
So to give you guys a little peek behind the scenes at the show, every week we all in here come in with stories and pitch them as content. And part of that is, you know, saying what the emotions of the break are. So Kristen, who does the schedule, can help balance everything out. So the emotions for this story that I pitched this week were all caps, and it says, joy! Oh, dear God, joy!
What are we going to do with it all?
Joy!
What can we do with that emotion?
Because after 11 months of waiting, there is finally repair movement on my house.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Only took 11 months?
Only
11. Who cares? Let's not look at the 11. Let's just enjoy and celebrate right now. Mm-hmm. For context, for those that don't know.
So last April, I had five trees, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, fall on my house. One came in through the roof. It actually shifted the entire house on its foundation by an inch. And so it's kind of structurally not sound. Then there was water damage from it as well, which took over the basement and all the stuff in there, including my wedding dress. So that's fun. And we have just been battling with insurance on getting what we are owed to fix the house to bring it back to exactly how it was before the damage happened.
Which is so weird, because usually when you call the insurance companies, they come over with a truck of cash just to say, hey, we'll take you at your word. Do with all this money what you want.
We must have gotten a weird one, because they don't return our calls. Huh. They don't return our lawyers' calls. So I don't know.
Weird.
But I sure get their bill every single month on time. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that bitterness aside, we have been waiting patiently to try and get some movement on the house. And the insurance company has asked for 5 different inspections. They have sent unqualified people out, mm-hmm. like genuinely sent a roofer out who's like, I can't get on that roof without an entire team. I don't know why they sent me out here. Like, banana story up and down.
What's the insurance cliche that we're always rattling off about how to negotiate when they negotiate with you?
Oh, defend, deny, delay.
Delay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or deny.
Depose.
Yeah, so they denied us our requests. They defended why they weren't doing it, and they delayed, but they literally don't return calls. They don't return emails. I mean, there was a period over last summer where it was a month where Chad was calling like every other day, and they just weren't responding at all.
Because they figure they're going to wait you out, mm-hmm. and you're going to give up. Is what they're banking on is you giving up and just taking care of the repairs yourself, because
yes.
you're not going to want to be displaced for 11 months from your home. But they haven't met Cassie Young.
They haven't met me in the trailer. So, which we've been in the trailer for like 6 months in the RV. And it's been fun, but I am so glad.
It's been fun.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I guess it was fun for the first 48 hours.
Totally love my children waking me up multiple times a night. But finally, they have started the process. Now, this first step is like clearing out everything out of the whole house, because it basically all got damaged. And the stuff from the roof, we have to replace all the furniture. Everything. So we got to take everything out of the house, but it is starting. So I'm looking at it as an opportunity to declutter, get rid of some junk that we will not replace, we don't need, and then just replace what we do need. And I'm really excited. It started.
All right. At least it started. The
yes.
process is started.
Yes.
Now. Congrats.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let's play around and lose Bert's money. It's a very superficial trivia question. All you got to do is answer this one today, and I think we can get ourselves a winner today. Single guys are 23% more likely to have this for breakfast than a married man. What is it? All right, our phones are all jacked up today, so I don't know who I'm talking to. Good morning. Who?
Olivia.
Olivia. Hey, Olivia.
I'm thinking it's a protein shake.
Oh, hold on
okay,
1 second.
Whoa.
I want to get to know you.
Olivia here for the money.
Yeah.
All right. She's not playing games.
Yeah, I'm here for Bert's money.
Yeah, I don't want to feel used. I have felt that way in the past.
Ask the man how he's doing.
No foreplay for you.
Olivia, where are you calling us from?
Warner Robins, Georgia.
Warner Robins, Georgia. Okay. The answer to this again, single guys, 23% more likely to have this for breakfast than a married man for $100. You said it's what?
A protein shake?
Absolutely not.
Mm-mm. What? Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's go to caller number 2. It's what? Good morning. Who is this?
Brittany.
Hey, Brittany. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Monroe, Georgia.
All right, Monroe.
Thank
represent.
You for coming in a little more gentle than Olivia.
We appreciate that.
Sometimes I just need to be held.
That's understandable.
That's all I want to be held. All right, single guys, 23% more likely to have this for breakfast than a married man.
I'm going to say cereal.
Cereal? Nope. Mm. Not cereal.
Man.
All right. So now we're down to
$80
for Elizabeth. Good morning, Elizabeth. Where are you from?
Good morning. I'm in Norcross.
Okay. From Norcross. Let's go, Elizabeth. Single guys, 23% more likely to have this for breakfast than a married man. It is what?
A Pop-Tart.
A Pop-Tart.
Damn,
man.
I thought of that.
Good, dude. Frosted strawberry Pop-Tart. Beat it. You can't.
Back in the day, that was lifesaver.
Back in the day, was the day Monday?
Wait, what?
He's like, yeah.
Back in the day.
You mean 24 hours ago?
That is not correct.
All right, we are back to Olivia for $70.
Coming in slowly this time with takeout.
Takeout. Okay, takeout is a good answer. Mm-hmm. From like the night before or whatever.
So leftovers?
Yeah. That is not correct.
Fast food? No.
Okay.
Not
you can't
correct.
Throw out three.
Yeah,
right.
Answer in the middle, yeah. That's not how it works.
All right,
Brittany for 60.
I'm going to say nothing at all. They skip breakfast.
All right. Ooh, Brittany, that was my answer.
Answer. Okay. No.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, sorry, Brittany. Nothing for nothing.
Nothing. Zero. Nada. Who is that?
All right, Elizabeth for 50.
Okay, I'm going with bacon.
Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the protein. Give me the meat.
Good.
So you're saying single guys are 23% more likely to have bacon for breakfast than a married man. That is not the correct answer.
They ain't making no bacon.
Yeah. Have you seen a single man try to make bacon? No. All right, we are back to Olivia for 40.
Pancakes.
Pancakes.
Who are y'all dating?
Yeah, right?
I hate a lot of pancakes.
Would you make yourself? Would you?
Yeah.
Not the correct answer.
All you gotta do is get that Bisquick shake thing and pour some water in it.
That's it.
I was thinking about those little,
either way,
little microwavable Eggo ones. Those things are like rubber.
Little discs. So bad.
So horrible.
There's no preservatives in those at all.
There's also not one natural ingredient. That is not correct. I am sorry.
All right, Brittany for $30.
Let's go, Brittany.
I'm going to say a piece of toast.
A piece of toast?
A piece of toast.
One singular piece of toast.
It's the piece. Not too much toast.
Are we putting any butter on said toast?
No avocado, no butter, no nothing.
Just straight toast.
That is not the correct answer.
All right. Elizabeth for $20.
Okay. Yogurt?
Yogurt
is not the correct answer.
Too healthy.
Way too healthy.
No.
All right, here's our last, our one at last and only hope, Olivia, for $10.
Those like frozen breakfast sandwiches?
Oh, like a Jimmy Dean sausage. Oh, okay.
Right.
Yep.
That's a really good answer, but not the correct one.
Wow.
I get to keep my cash.
Hey, they covered everything.
Hot pockets?
Nobody
said hot pockets.
Not hot. I will tell you this. Pop-Tarts was as close to the answer as we're going to get.
A muffin?
Not a muffin.
Frosted mini wheats?
Not a frosted mini wheat.
Toaster strudel?
Not a toaster strudel.
What?
A Pop-Tart's
a croissant?
Not a croissant.
A pain au chocolat?
Not whatever you just said.
Hold on. No pain of chocolate? Closest to a Pop-Tart. Oh, a granola bar?
No.
What am I missing? Okay.
Single guys are 23% more likely to have this for breakfast than a married man. It is
grilled cheese sandwich.
What? How did you go from Pop-Tart?
I don't know, Abby.
Do not tell us.
Hot pocket.
No, we're not.
Hot pocket.
I got so excited.
You came in strong.
I got it, you guys.
French toast.
Not French toast.
Oh, good guess.
But it's closest to a Pop-Tart. I mean, literally standing.
It's in the same kind of
I have a feeling
category-ish.
It's not close to a Pop-Tart at
donut.
All.
Donut.
It's not a donut.
Okay, if we are standing in the, we were at the grocery store and we're in the Pop-Tart aisle. Is it near the Pop-Tarts?
It's probably an aisle over or two over. You'll probably get it on the way out before the cashier.
I swear to God, if you say like
a candy bar.
Are you kidding me?
What?
It is a candy bar.
I would never guess that.
Yes.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
I'm appalled.
I am too.
But not as appalled as I was when I saw that Kanye West put out a song
this guy.
With his daughter Northwest and Sean Diddy Combs. This is obviously heinous for a multitude of reasons. I mean, really, Kanye is looking for any reason for us to cancel him. He's like, how many things can I do before people finally just stop giving a crap about me?
Thanks.
And I feel like this might be the final nail in the coffin. We shall see. But Kanye West tweeted out a new song over the weekend called Lonely Roads Still Go to Sunshine. It features Northwest and Diddy. And Kim Kardashian was obviously furious when she found out this news because of all of the allegations that are against Diddy currently. And Kim Kardashian, or Kanye, actually tweeted out a text conversation about how Kim felt when he released this collab. And basically, Kim said that she trademarked North's name in order to stop the song being released. And Kanye responded, amend it or I'm going to war and neither of us will recover from the public fallout. You're going to have to kill me.
Okay, so just to clarify, did he actually expose tweet or text messages between him and Kim, or was he having a conversation with somebody else about her text messages?
No, this is the text message from Twitter, also known as X.
He literally is the worst. I try to not to attach myself too much passion to any celebrity, but I loathe him. I really loathe him. And for so many different reasons, but what he's doing to these kids is the worst.
Yeah.
What he's doing to the kids in the long run is absolutely the worst. Like taking this public and, you know, Kim is doing the right thing. She's trying to protect the kids and she's doing it in a private way. And he will not allow it. I loathe him.
So the song is actually still up on YouTube. He took it down off of X, but the beginning starts with a conversation between Kanye and Diddy, where Diddy is thanking Kanye for taking care of his kids because King Combs, Sean Diddy Combs' son, is also on this track. And then it goes into a verse where Northwest is singing.
Kanye has just become a full-blown troll, and it's sad. Mm-hmm. I really miss the days when he just made good music.
Diddy's kids didn't ask for this, right? They didn't ask to be involved in this. They didn't ask for this. The older kids, we're going to leave that out, but Diddy's got younger kids. So if you wanted to help his kids and be there for his kids while he's incarcerated, I don't begrudge you that. I actually think that's kind of an altruistic thing to do, to help out a friend's kids, even though you don't agree with what the friend did. And, you know, obviously these allegations are heinous that have been charged against Diddy. Help the kids. But then don't turn it into a project that you profit from. That's what's really, really gross. Mm-hmm. Like, you're helping his kids, and then you're recording him thanking you, and then you're turning it to a song, and now you're involving your child, and then you're putting it out there for the public to consume. All of it is just like, I almost had your back when you were helping out a friend's kids, even though the friend did potentially, allegedly did some really, really nasty stuff, but you still want to be there to help the kids through it. That's great. But then to utilize that and try to capitalize off of it, that's,
I don't know how genuine it is either, because I almost feel like Kanye is in his own like ugly lair somewhere with a whole team of people.
Oh, he's DeLulu.
Right. That are trying to figure out ways to keep him in the press in a negative way. And what better way? What better way than to support Diddy in any way, shape, or form? It's gross.
I think that's exactly why he does it. If you look at it logically, if he just puts a song out nowadays, nobody's really going to talk about it. It's not going to get the type of attention that he wants or he's going for. But if he does something like this, then everyone will talk about it. And I think at this point, he just does not care about the repercussions of his actions. He just wants to be at the top of the newsfeed.
Oh, what's so annoying is Kanye is talented enough to put out good music that would get headlines. And it's so frustrating to see that kind of talent go to waste, where if you just put out some more bangers and were actually just a good person, you kept your head down about all of this, you could have the kind of career you had 15 years ago.
People
would still love you. Our Universal Music Group is speaking out about the public beef between Drake and Kendrick, and they're choosing sides. It's on your next e-buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show. The Burt Show.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time.
time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.